There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the phone number to reach me at any time, Monday through Friday between noon and 3. I mean, I'm not here 24-7. You wouldn't want me to be 24-7. I'd be so cranky if I was getting no sleep whatsoever. But I'm here a lot. That's 15 hours a week, and I'm free. So there you go. You can just give me a holler at 855-993-7569. All right. So the deal is, we were talking earlier this week about humor and what makes things funny and what makes them not funny, and why the idea is that humor is really basically looking at with a fresh perspective, so that people who have a lot of power may be more likely to have a sense of humor than people who feel that they have no power, because their perspective is going to be it's much easier to be in charge than to not be in charge, right? That slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves, but masters can giggle. As someone said, you know, poverty is funny, wealth is not. Anyway, so we thought we'd ask people, what specifically did we say? What do you think is funny and why?
Yeah, what are some things you consider funny and why?
Okay. All right, what do you think is funny other than fart jokes and the Three Stooges?
Well, I actually don't find the Three Stooges funny, that's the thing.
But you do like fart jokes.
On occasion, yeah.
There we go. All right.
As long as they're not too excessive. As long as it doesn't become
tasteful fart jokes.
You are never going to let me live that down.
Never in a million gazillion years. Not going to happen. And the police, most police, are okay, but there are only three of them.
gosh, what do I consider funny? I don't know. I laugh at a lot of things. I just got through laughing just now. I don't know.
I think most things are funny. I mean, I'll get a giggle out of a kid with chocolate all over their face, or I'll get a kid on the train. I mean, riding the subway every day is a great opportunity to see the world in a different. I mean, because you run into people you probably wouldn't run into otherwise. And it's one of the pleasures, I think, about public transportation. Is that it really is truly a leveling factor, that you run into everybody. I mean, the mayor I don't think this mayor does, but I don't know. But the idea is that the whole world, you know, people, the mayor used to ride the subway, actors ride the subway, famous people, movie stars ride the subway, homeless people ride the subway, everybody rides the subway. So it's a great opportunity to kind of not only observe, which sounds kind of like a zoo, but kind of mix with, be associated with, be in touch with everybody. And it's part of the pleasure for me, but I'm always getting the giggles about people rolling their eyes at a kid, or a kid sort of charming an entire subway car, you know, an infant, just because they're so giggly. I mean, by definition, I think that humor is perspective. So. And you can change your perspective very quickly. I mean, you can get on and feeling like you're rushed and you don't have enough to do, and all you have to do is see one kind of cute kid, or one person being really nice, or one person offering somebody else a seat on the subway, or even when we get panhandlers on the subway, which is illegal in New York. So the only people who are even tempted to make eye contact, let alone give them money, are tourists. And so everybody else is kind of rolling their eyes. I mean, it's street theater in the most wonderful way, and it's humorous quite often in a very gentle human way. So I'm one of those people who agree that almost anything will tickle me. Even Manny saying, well, most of them are good, but there are only three, Manny. What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well, and I think the fact that I'm even just like laughing at this now is like I laugh at myself all the time.
Well,
I mean it's and you have to. I mean it's just
yeah.
You know,
well, it's you know not taking yourself. It's taking your work seriously, but not yourself. So
right,
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what other people think is humorous.
Wendy says, saying something and then someone nearby squirts liquid out of their nose.
You know, it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. She says, like a soda or a beer. It just makes me laugh so hard I have tears. Why? I'm not so sure. Genetic default?
No, I'm afraid it's a human characteristic that we all share. I mean, I can remember being with my daughter when I was on a... You know, one of those kind of, okay, I've been seeing this guy long enough for my kid to sort of at least know what his name is. And we were at a very fancy restaurant. And I said something, and she snorted milk out of her nose. And I just thought it was the most wonderful thing. And, of course, I don't know that she did, but I still think it was a wonderful event. Because it's so unguarded. And the idea that there is actually... milk or some substance coming out of your nose is, I mean, I think it's the human equivalent. I mean, I'm not even sure it's a male-female thing. But, I mean, you think it's funny, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's
right.
Hilarious.
So it's not even a female thing of the equivalent of a fart joke. It's just, there's just something so silly and so, I don't know, because barfing is not attractive. It's not funny at all. Everybody just moves out of the way.
It's disgusting.
But somehow, stuff coming out of your nose. I mean, think about how many orifices that you have, and things coming out of them are not nice at all. But noses somehow seem, even unless you're sneezing on somebody, and then people just go bananas about that. But but somehow milk seems like, or soda or beer seems like an inert substance, so... I agree. I think that's hilarious. Good start off.
Connie says, David Letterman, I will miss him so much. He was brilliant. Love the top 10 lists. Just watching him react to things, just the way he looks at the world. Some cat videos are fun and cute and can make me laugh as well.
There you go. All right.
And Letterman's, he's doing his last show, I think, coming up here in about a month, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's all right. That's kind of why I like David Letterman, because he kind of just his interviews with celebrities are kind of, they're funny because he just kind of talks to them, and then he just has kind of a conversation with them instead of just running off a bunch of questions. You know what I mean? And it comes off as very kind of natural.
Well, I think the world divides very quickly into pro David Letterman and anti David Letterman. Although I think he did get a huge amount of sympathy when he had, I think, two things that in his career that made him much more popular than he'd been before.
Mm-hmm.
And one was the going on the air after September 11th, because he was really the first one to do that. And I think that people sort of sighed with relief that we were getting back somewhat to normal, and that was, he took a chance about whether or not people were going to think that was too soon. And I think that endeared him to a lot of people. And I think also his heart surgery. That he seemed very vulnerable and very, I think vulnerable is probably the word, because my problem with him is I think he always had that sort of smarmy frat boy humor, which I didn't find all that appealing. I like Jay much better than David, just because I think he was easier, that he wasn't, David Letterman's always seemed to me to be talking from a position of moral and intellectual superiority, which I found a little bit grating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that those were the two things that really endeared him. And now that he's about to step out into the next act, which will be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, you know, if his emotion, you know, how he's going to handle it emotionally when he signs off for that.
Well, it's not going to be a live show, and that'll help a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's taped ahead of time, so he can kind of figure out what he wants to do. I suspect he's going to be a lot less emotional than we think he's going to be. But who knows? I mean, I guess that's part of the fun, and I'm sure he'll have his best rating ever at his last show.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, there you go. We've got the David Letterman fan club.
Just a few more of these.
All right. Well, hang on. When we come back, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For those of you who are fans of The Police, Big P and Little P, the documentary is Can't Stand Losing You, Surviving the Police. And has to do with Sting, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland.
And for the record, I do actually like the band, The Police.
There you go. Well, they were viewed as punk rockers at one point, even though they said they never were, but I think it was more their hair. But Stuart was the one who just showed up one day with platinum blocks, and they all decided that they should do it. And that's how they got their punk look. And the whole time that they were a band, apparently they were worried that Sting was going to leave them, because he was the one who got the most attention. Of course, that came to pass, and then they did a reunion and whatever. So, as opposed to Your Police or Our Police. Okay, let's go back to what people think is funny and amusing.
Well, and it's interesting, we're continuing on with this next comment, because we just talked about David Letterman to wrap up the last segment.
Right.
Sally Ann says, Jay Leno was so funny. I miss him.
There you go.
A person I miss even more is my brother, who died 7 years ago. He almost made me pee my pants whenever I was around him. When my kids do a huge burp or pass gas, I will say Uncle Chris would be proud.
I had an uncle like that, although he loved puns. He just thought that puns were the lowest form of humor, but he never met a pun he didn't love. And he was, my father disliked him intensely, because he was very boyish. He was the youngest of the family, and sort of filled that destiny or that slot with great abandon. He was truly Peter Pan, but of course we kids adored him. So there you go.
Marie says, my favorite is Jackie Mason. He talks about real life, and in my opinion, things that happen in real life are funny. I've seen Mr. Mason perform in person many times on Broadway and at Westbury. Love him.
There you go. Yeah, he's an interesting man. I met him a couple times. As I mentioned, one of the things I did when I first started on the air in Boston, because there was no real role model for me, there hadn't been women on the air before. There hadn't been psychologists on the air. And I was not the first. I was the second. That Tony Grant was the first, but there was not satellite. So she was on the West Coast, and I was on the East Coast, so there was really no overlap. I did meet her about 3 months after I'd started, and I was always grateful that I didn't meet her earlier, because I probably would have tried to, because I didn't know how to do it, and I probably would have done the way she did it. And she's a much different broadcaster than I am, much, much smoother, much, you know, much less humor, but much smoother. And so because I didn't know how to do it, I sort of did whatever it occurred to me to do, which, so I interviewed a lot of authors, which turned out to be, I interviewed a lot of psychologists to begin with, which was a disaster, because if the two of us agreed, then one of us was superfluous, and if we disagreed, it just confused people. And because I had a talk show, they may have been smarter than I was, but they weren't as verbal as I was. So it just, that turned out to be not a very good, it wasn't very good for anybody. So then I did interview a lot of authors, but I would interview celebrity authors, and I would ask them questions that no one else, because I'd always read the book. So I asked Ann Landers whether or not she swore, and I talked to Bill Russell about growing up without a dad and all sorts of things of that sort, which, so that either I was on somebody's, that the publishers loved me, because my deal with anybody, any of my authors, was that you can mention the book once. I'll mention the book once. And we could mention it at the very end of the interview. But the second time you mention the book is the interview is over. Because I'm not going to be just a commercial, an advertisement for your book. That's not what the program's about. But at some point, what I decided there was, I knew a bunch of the comedians that were sort of on the circuit at that point. Because this was just before all the comedians, Seinfeld and Robin Williams and Ray Romano had their big TV shows. It was just before that. And I knew a bunch of them. So when they would come to town, and Boston was a very active comedy, was on the comedy circuit. So when they would come to town, I'd have them on the program. So I got to meet a lot of comedians, including Rodney Dangerfield and things of that sort. And it was really fun, because they were very different people by and large off camera than they were on camera, with the possibility of Robin, who, of course, when I knew Robin, and he made no bones about it, he had a serious drug problem, so he was always on. But I actually went to the Democratic convention with him at one point, and he was mobbed, as you can imagine, and everybody wanted an interview, and he couldn't have been more gracious. He said, no, you know, I've known Joy forever, and I'm only going to do her. And that certainly upped my stature, I think, in San Francisco at the time. But comedians Rodney Dangerfield was a great example. He really didn't start being a comedian until he was in his 50s. He was a house painter, but would go to family gatherings. Yeah, he was a contractor.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was from New Jersey, and he would go to bar mitzvahs and weddings, and he would entertain people. But it wasn't until he was, I think it was like 51, 52, when he, or 49, something like that. It was relatively late that he started doing stand-up. And he was one of the examples. I actually went to a party once with him as a date. And he's a very smart man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very happy man. Most comedians are really not that happy. In fact, there's something, again, at Tribeca called Misery Loves Comedy, which Kevin Pollak, the actor, does the interview. He's the director of it. And it's not as good as you want it to be, but we can talk about that later. But interviewing comedians about why they got started and how they got started, and the fact that a lot of them used humor as a way of distracting teachers when they weren't very good in school, or dealing with a difficult home situation, or dealing with their own personal demons. So it's an interesting group of people.
All right, just a couple more here. We've got one from Mike. Mike says, the grains, I find the grains of truth in jokes funny. Example being George Carlin's comedy routines.
Yeah, he's great. And he was one of the guys. He started out as a DJ, actually, in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I met him, he was already relatively famous. And I got an interview with him, I think because I was in Boston as much as anything else. And we used to use, he just had an album out, I think. He'd had a comedy, I think it was his either first or second comedy album. And so we would intersperse, I did it like a 3-hour interview with him, and we would intersperse the interview with riffs from his album, and it was used as the rain delay for the Boston Red Sox for years. And so, and then I knew him when I moved to San Francisco. He had an aunt who lived in Santa Rosa, whose name was, her name may have been Rosie. And she was a fan, so I invited her to come into the studio to watch, because she really wanted to do it. And so he always thought that was great. And then a couple of years after that, he was playing Las Vegas, and by then he was a megastar, because he'd done Back to the Future. What's the name of the Time Machine movie? And so he was just huge. And so I called him up just to say congrats, and he invited me to the show and brought my mom backstage, and his people said he never brought anybody backstage, so he was a sweetie pie. So a lot of the comedians are really nice guys. Not necessarily happy guys, but nice guys. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is exactly how to get through to me, which is exactly what Louise has done. Louise, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. I wasn't screened, so I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
You're allowed to say whatever's on your mind.
Okay, it might take a minute. David Letterman, I love him to death. I'm just an old Southern redneck Georgia girl, and I'm sure everybody in Georgia will recognize my voice that knows me. But anyhow, I think it was great. I don't know if you saw the show when Joaquin Phoenix was there. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, that was when he was really weird.
Yeah, well, he looked totally stoned out of his mouth. I don't know if it was or not, but at the end of the conversation, Letterman said, you know, I'm so sorry you couldn't be with us tonight. To me, that was just fantastic. He's so quick. But anyhow, that and when What's-Her-Name flashed him with her boobs that time.
You really are a fan. So what are you going to do when he leaves?
I don't know. Hopefully everything will be put on DVD. And, you know, you can buy them like you did Carson. Because I think he was done very dirty when Carson left the show. He wanted Letterman to take his place, and that didn't happen. But anyhow, you know, Letterman had the guts to do what he did and go to CBS. And, you know, I think it turned out great. But anyhow, the other thing is this mess in South Carolina. You know, the guy that shot this African-American in the back. Yeah, I mean, he should be, you know, given the death penalty as far as I'm concerned. But what irritates me about all this is if I was an African-American and the only person I had to speak for me was that complete nutcase in Atlanta, I think, Al Sharpton or yeah. Jesse Jackson, either one. Jesse Jackson, you know, was supposed to be a minister. You know, he had a mistress. He had a child. Had a, you know, to me, that's degrading. But anyhow, what
bothers well, you do bring up a good point, which is who speaks for us and how do we feel
nobody
about them?
Nobody speaks for the white people in this country. Nobody. Everybody's too afraid. And that was another point I wanted to make. You know, I guess if people looked and dug and checked information, there's probably a lot of white people that are shot and killed by a African-American cop. But, you know,
I don't know. Do you think that's the case? I'm not sure that I would agree with you. I mean,
what I'm saying is the person probably deserved being shot. I'm not saying they didn't. I don't know. But you don't ever hear, you know, white people jumping up and raising a cane about it.
If a black person shot a white person?
Yeah. I mean, can you
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, first of all, statistically, we know that most police forces are not integrated, and they don't reflect the community at large. So there are going to be many fewer. I mean, statistically, there are going to be many fewer African Americans on most police forces than there are going to be whites. Number one, number two. So the likelihood of let's just say, in theory, which of course is not the case, that everybody on a police force is equally likely to shoot somebody, which we know is not the case. But let's just assume for a moment. The odds of being shot by an African-American as opposed to a white cop are still probably 1 in 10, because that's the ratio on most police forces. So I think that that's statistically unlikely, number one. Number two, let's face it, that this is a country where whites shooting black people was okay. Whites hanging black people was okay for a disgusting amount of human history. Which doesn't mean that it's okay for black people to shoot white people, but it means that in terms of law enforcement, that it was just very one-sided. So to say there are probably as many white people shot by black cops, I don't think it's statistic. I think that's probably not a defensible statement. And I think that he would probably be, let's be honest, if I were a black cop, I would probably be so, you know, I would be so careful of the rules just because I would feel that there was going to be much more scrutiny on me, number one. Number two, that I had to represent the black community, the African-American community, in a way that white cops don't have to, because there's so many more white cops and they've been in the power structure for so much longer. I mean, look, I think police, that it's not okay to shoot anybody in the back under any circumstances. Then we don't.
No, ma'am. I think he should be prosecuted to the hilt. I mean, I do.
Yep.
I'm not.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
I'm just trying to say that the white people don't have a voice. I mean, say there was an instance where a black police officer.
Well, let me give you a counterexample, okay? Which is an upsetting counterexample. If a black kid is kidnapped, and we know that this happens, it's much less likely to make the newspaper than a white kid.
So that's an example of
the establishment. I mean, maybe one of the issues about why that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson end up speaking for a group of people that probably don't really embrace them as spokesperson is because they don't have... I mean, other than since Obama, they really haven't had a spokesperson. And Obama still has to be the president of the entire country, not just of African American. So he's really very limited to a certain extent. And whenever he does, whenever he stands up, for example, for which he did in Boston, he gets roundly criticized. But the thing about white kids getting kidnapped and making the news and black kids getting kidnapped or shot and not making the news is that the white power, there really is a white power structure in this country. And so there's a whole lot of people who can talk about white outrage. I mean, I think it'd be nice when we didn't have to worry about who was standing up for whom, that we all stood up for one another independent of our packaging. But I think saying that as many black cops shoot white people, I don't think that's a statistically defensible statement. I really don't. But I agree with you. I think that anybody shooting, any abuse of power should be punished. And certainly shooting somebody in the back is an abuse of power, period. That's it.
Well, I mean, I have African-American friends that, I think as much of as I do any white friends. But,
I hear that. I'm not suggesting you're a bigot at all. I'm just suggesting that I think statistically the likelihood of African-Americans shooting whites at the same proportion as white shooting African Americans is probably not going to hold up.
Well,
that's my only point.
What I'm trying to say there is, if there was a case, you don't see protests or demonstrations or, and in some cases I think that, where a black has been shot, I mean, that's what the news media is what's killing this country. They're nothing but a reality show anymore. It's a waste of time to even watch.
You don't get a whole lot of defense from me of supporting news shows either, or reality shows for that matter, which aren't reality at all.
Well, I mean, I think the shows like the Today Show and everything else, I mean, they don't tell news that needs to be told. Like, we're little children are kidnapped, and whatever color they are, they don't tell the things that people need to hear.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we live in a country
totally
where
they're democratic.
Well, the news is meant to scare us rather than inform us.
Well, anyhow, I appreciate the time.
Thank you for your call, Louise.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, hi, Joy. I was just hearing you talk about the comedians and David Letterman and stuff. And, I was pretty much a fan of David Letterman's. I don't watch him as much now, but I once in a while he's still pretty good. But I remember when Drew Barrymore flashed him on the show years ago.
Pretty
crazy. And I don't know, there's something about Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show. It just, his show, there was less some of those. I mean, I've got several of the videos of those old Johnny Carson shows that they put out years ago, and those things are classic. And
his whole thing was that he was there to make his guests look as good as possible. And I think David Letterman was there feeling that it wasn't his job to sell the celebrity. It was his job to kind of defrock the celebrity. And they ended up in very different. I think part of it is just reflective of the times that Johnny Carson.
Style.
Yeah, well, exactly. They were certainly their own personalities and they had their own sense of humor. But I think Johnny Carson sort of started certainly his career, and before that, Jack Parr, at a very different time where we had a very different approach toward information, toward privacy, toward celebrity than we do now. Now I think it's expose them.
Yeah, but there was a lot less competition in the late night.
That's true.
Kind of thing than there is now,
That is true.
With all the different cable channels too, and then you a lot of people don't even hardly watch TV much anymore. They're on computer. But anyway, like you were saying that you met, I always thought that Rodney Dangerfield was one of my favorite comedians, and I loved him on the Caddyshack. And,
yeah.
And I saw the back. I remember I saw the backstory one time of Caddyshack, where they said it was like a party there the whole time.
All right, Brian, I need to put you on hold if you'd like to stay on. We'll let you talk about Caddyshack. All right, put you on hold. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, one of the pleasures of this program, as far as I'm concerned, is that yesterday we were talking about, did you want to know the time of your death, right? And today we're talking about David Letterman, so you can never tell. I mean, but it's one of the pleasures of the program for me is when I get up in the morning, I have no idea how the program's going to go. And it's, I mean, obviously I do preparation, and Manny helps me with it, and I know what's going on in the world, and I have some ideas, but it's part of the fun for me is I have no idea what any particular day is going to bring. And given the fact I've been doing this for such a long time, that it's really one of the pleasures of the job. All right, we're talking with Brian. And, Brian, you were talking about Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack.
Yeah, and you said that's interesting that you said that you'd met him years ago. And when you
Yeah, I did. He was before he was doing theater in the round at I'm trying to remember what the name of the theater was in Massachusetts. I think
like,
Framingham.
What years was that?
It was 1980.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later than that.
Uh-huh.
And he was performing at Theater in the Round, I think in Framingham. I think there was a Framingham Center of Performing Arts or something.
Where's that?
In Massachusetts. I was in Boston at the time. And and they had he came on the program and he's a lovely man. He's very gentle and very smart and very grateful because as I said, he didn't have a career as a comedian until the second half of his life. And was very grateful for it. But had did that, you know, I get no respect kind of thing. And yanking on his tie. And I got to see him perform as well. And then they had a party for him afterwards. And that's when, and one of the things I remember about the party is not only Rodney, but they had a 50-pound lobster. And if anybody ever asks you if you want a 50-pound lobster, the answer is no. Because 50-pound lobsters are huge, as you can imagine, and very tough. What you want is a pound and a half lobster, and you only want it with butter. Don't bread them, don't broil them, just boil them and with butter. So there we go. He was a very nice guy. As I said, I really enjoyed meeting most of the comedians, and they were very respectful because you treated them seriously. That you didn't ask them to tell jokes during the interview. That you wanted to know about them. And a lot of them were not terribly happy guys when they were off stage, and so they really loved not having to perform and just being able to have a conversation.
Was that radio interviews that you were doing
mm-hmm.
back then?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a biography on the Biography Channel, I guess it was, a couple of years ago, where about Rodney Dangerfield, and he had a really pretty tough life growing up, and that, you know, he changed his name. That wasn't his real name either. I forgot what his name, but he did roofing, and like you said, house
siding. He was a painting contractor, I think, yeah.
He was really great, and he was good on Johnny Carson's show all the time. And I don't know if you heard, but that Stan Freberg died yesterday.
Oh, no, really?
You know, the classic comedian guy that did all the...
Hello, Mother, Hello, Father.
No, that was Alan Sherman.
Oh, you're right.
No, this is Stan Freberg. He did a lot of commercials. He did, like, pizza rolls.
Oh, that's right. He was the one who did the sweaty palms for Southwest Airline and nearly drove them into bankruptcy. He was the one who did hey there, you with the sweaty palms. You think this plane's going to crash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he did a takeoff on a Dragnet thing like Jack Webb and the cop and the...
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield's real name was Jacob Rodney Cohen. He was born in 1921 and he died in 2004.
And then he also, Stan Freberg, he also did the United States of America album, which was a spoof on the history of the United States, making fun of, about Betsy Ross and Ben Franklin and a whole bunch of these. It's pretty good. It was a pretty good album that came out, I think, in the 60s or something. But
and he died at 88.
Dan Freeberg, and he did these commercials for prunes and stuff.
Today the pits, tomorrow the wrinkles.
Yeah. Anyway, this station yesterday was playing some of his, or last night they were played some of his stuff on.
He was mostly known, they said, a genius of American advertising.
Yeah.
So that
and
was
then one other comedian, one of my all-time favorites was Steve Allen. I loved Steve Allen. I never saw his really early show when he did The Tonight Show, but he did a show, I think, in the 70s or 80s or something
with Gene Coca.
McCormick and Louie Nye were always on his show in this later show that
he wrote. I interviewed him. I think he was married to Audrey Meadows. I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
And they lived in Denver at one point. And I interviewed. He wrote operas. He wrote. He'd written like 15 or 16 operas and symphonies. And he only slept 4 hours. Yeah, he only slept 4 hours a night, and he would keep a tape recorder by his bed.
Oh, he was. I mean, he was a genius of, I mean, he wrote all kinds
of, he was really smart, yeah.
He wrote all kinds of books. He did, I mean, he did some even dramatic deals back several years ago, kind of historical kind of things. And he played piano and several instruments.
Yes.
And,
well, that's what I said. Yeah, he was
all around
a composer.
Guy, but,
did symphonies and operas.
And then one quick other thing, I don't know if you maybe heard that, I think it's pretty weird, that false rape story that
Rolling Stone
did.
University
I
of Virginia.
Whoever the reporter was did that, they should be fired or whatever, just like,
well, they're,
like,
yeah,
Brian
at this moment,
Williams, you know, is off the air because he lied on news reports and stuff, you know, Brian Williams. I don't know if he's coming back or not, but
probably
it seems like these news stations, they're all, especially these left-wing kind of, you know, they just kind of try to slant a lot of times the news the way they want it to sound, you know. And
well,
you know,
I think a lot of people agree with you that news should be much more factual and much less entertaining than it is. All right, here, this is you'll like this about Stan Freberg. It's somebody gave him a hard time about referring to old people, so he recorded a song called "Elderly Man River."
Yeah, no, he was classic. He did some great. I'm gonna try to go on YouTube and find some, because he's got a lot of stuff out there that.
Yeah, I remember the today the pits, tomorrow the wrinkles.
Yeah,
for the prune things. Yeah.
They played that commercial yesterday on one of the stations I was listening to. It's great. But anyway, I love your show, and thanks a lot. And
well, thank you. Thank you for your remembrances of things hilarious.
Yeah, and also George Carlin was one of my other favorite comedians.
Yeah, he was great.
He was a genius wordsmith, but thanks.
He loved words. He really did. As I said, he started out as a DJ in Boston. All right, Bri, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Right, thank you. Bye.
All right, Manny, my darling, we got any more of these things that make you laugh?
Yeah, we're coming up on our break here, and I'll just finish it off. Lynn says what makes her laugh is people falling. My brain replays it in slow
nice,
motion.
Nice, Lynn, nice.
My brain replays it in slow motion, so even when I think I've got it together, I lose it again.
Lynn, you little Dickens, you. I know, comedy is somebody else falling in the manhole cover. Tragedy is you falling. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.